Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from Braveheart Volunteers, I have Jason Owen, the new executive director, here to talk about the Fill the Heart campaign. Jason, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Erin.
So for those who may not be familiar with Braveheart Volunteers, give us a background. Who are the Braveheart Volunteers? What is it that you do in town?
Yeah, so Braveheart Volunteers is a local nonprofit in town. Our mission is essentially to provide companionship, respite, and education to those who are facing loneliness, end of life, as well as grief. And so, you know, all things that, you know, everyone is going to experience at least once in their life. And it really does take, you know, this collective strength to overcome, and that's our goal.
Yeah, and a part of, yeah, like you said, it's something that we're all going to experience, that everyone we know is going to experience, and it's something that we kind of don't want to think about.
Yeah.
We kind of want to push it off. We kind of want to avoid it. But it's something that is, we're definitely going to want to have support and want to have comfort when it does come around. And that's where Braveheart Volunteers is for, is knowing that, yes, it's inevitable. We're going to want that comfort and companionship and understanding. And that's what Braveheart Volunteers is here to be for.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, sometimes you also, you know, want companionship from someone who's, you know, not just your family. Mm-hmm. You know, having that confidant that's like outside of that circle can definitely be very helpful. And yeah, as an executive director for Braveheart, you know, I've also had my own previous challenges in the past, and a lot of my staff members too. And so it's something that we very much deeply care about, and care about also raising awareness that our services exist and people can have help if they want it.
Excellent. Yeah. So February is the Fill the Heart campaign for Braveheart Volunteers. What's the goal for the campaign? Is there anything in particular that this money will be going towards? Or, yeah, tell us about the campaign.
So, yeah, we're always, you know, raising money. The goal for this campaign for this month is to raise $8,000 from the general community. This year is actually particularly exciting in that we have a anonymous former Sitka School District teacher who basically stated that she's willing, or he, anonymous, is willing to donate up to match every dollar up to $8,000. So we have the potential this year to raise $16,000.
That's incredible.
This would go to just, you know, general operations, which is anything from keeping our services alive, whether that's our volunteer program that provides companionship to local care receivers in town, either in the Pioneer Home, Sitka Long-Term Care, Search, or in private residences, as well as continuing our grief retreats and providing maybe some more education sessions for the community.
Awesome. Yeah, it's even though it's an all-volunteer organization, everything's free to the participants. Nothing is ever free. So it's making sure all those background things keep functioning. So at least the front-facing things, the things that all of us get to appreciate and take advantage of, it's still an easy thing to participate in.
Yeah, definitely.
So very important money to take to donate to. And what an amazing opportunity to have a matching donor who's willing to match up to $8,000. That's incredible. So for folks who would like to donate to Braveheart Volunteers, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking. The two best ways to donate are, one, visit our website, braveheartvolunteers.org, or you can either mail in a donation at P.O. Box 6336.
Yeah, right here in Sitka. Perfect. And a little more about some of the services you offered. So you said you offer like bereavement retreats for folks who either have recently experienced loss, or maybe it's something that they know will be, you know, something that's going to be in their near future. And also seeing on like our community calendar offering for folks that are in search of companionship. Can you talk a little bit more about either one of those, what those look like for folks?
Talk about both of them. So the grief retreats are really, really cool. They happen quarterly. Four times a year. They're run by two really amazing volunteers that we have who are trained and also have their own kind of background in grief. And so essentially these grief retreats are, yeah, for people who are currently, you know, going through grief, who've experienced loss, and it's for them to just essentially come together and kind of share in that grief and have, you know, each other to talk to, as well as, you know, work on fun activities like making art or like writing poetry, or it could really look like anything depending on the time of the year. And with the companionship programs, we have a dedicated team of around 60 volunteers. Wow. However, we're always recruiting. So if anyone out there is interested in being matched with a care receiver and providing that kind of emotional psychosocial support, which is definitely very mutually beneficial to both parties. I started off actually with Braveheart as a volunteer myself. And that was probably like the most meaningful things I have done here in Sitka, was just being there for like three or four people that I met weekly, and just developing that really beautiful relationship. So we also have provide end-of-life care too. For those end-of-life care that we do provide, that's a little bit more, you know, specialized. People do need to have a little bit more training and that trauma-informed background. However, if someone is interested in that, we do yearly trainings for that as well.
Oh, amazing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, anyone who's interested either in, you know, receiving a helping hand or willing to be that helping hand, you're in some ways, you're providing the training for it and facilitating the space to make it happen. And kind of almost like a friend matchmaker in some ways for the companionship program.
Yeah.
Because in many ways with the like care receivers and the volunteers for the companionship program, it's not always, like you said, it doesn't always necessarily mean someone with trauma-informed care. It's many times it's folks who just are lonely. Maybe they don't have a lot of family or friends around in town. So sometimes it's really just hanging out with a new friend.
Yeah, definitely. It can, and yeah, it looks like, it could look like anything. It could look like, you know, making puzzles on a Sunday with someone who's like a little bit older than you, or it could look like, yeah, like maybe playing music together, playing a board game. Really, like, yeah, it's up to whatever the two people who are paired up like and enjoy. And we've had a very amazing program manager, Catherine Winslow, who has done an amazing job over the past 4 or 5 years matching people. However, unfortunately, she's now leaving the job and moving on to bigger, better things. So I wish her all the best. She's done so much for our organization. And Catherine, if you're listening, thank you. But we were very fortunate in that we have just recently hired a new program manager.
Oh, excellent.
And she is also very, very well suited for the job of matching people.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And for folks who are interested in becoming a volunteer, learning more about some of the different services you're offering, upcoming trainings and whatnot, BraveheartVolunteers.org, still a great place to go find that information?
Yeah, definitely. BraveheartVolunteers.org, as well as you can call in at 907-747-4600.
Excellent. So once again, Braveheart Volunteers, always accepting folks who are interested in volunteering or learning more information about the services you provide. But the main focus for the month of February is the Fill the Heart campaign. It's February with, you know, Valentine's Day, thinking of hearts and love, filling the heart for this month. The goal being to raise $8,000 in donations from the community, with then the hope of having that very generous anonymous donor then matching those funds for up to $16,000 total. So if anyone is interested in pitching in a little bit to help those a lot of these really wonderful services that we may not always think about or want to think about, but know that we all appreciate and know will someday want and need, this is the time to donate. So it's going to BraveheartVolunteers.org or emailing a check to P.O. Box 6336 here in Sitka to support the Fill the Heart campaign for Braveheart Volunteers. So Jason Owen, the new executive director for Braveheart Volunteers, thank you so much for coming in this morning and for the work that you all do at Braveheart Volunteers.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, thank you to everyone who's listening out there, too.
It was a pleasure, Jason. Thank you.
It was a pleasure.